I believe that God is raising up overcomers. I believe that with all of my heart. And our text we've been on is found in Revelation chapter 12:11. And it says they overcame. Yeah, there's an accuser of the brethren who accuses the people of God day and night. But we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Friends, there is such power in the blood because it's holy, because it's the shed blood of Jesus Christ. No devil, no demon, no foe of God, no adversary can penetrate the blood of Jesus. It drives him back. Satan fears the blood of Jesus because the blood of Jesus is against him. Whatever you're facing today, plead the blood. So many people are concerned about their children and them in the public school system, the safety. Is there going to be killers and, you know, people with weapons? Plead the blood of Jesus over them. Lay hands on them and bless them as you send them to school. There's power in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I've seen people that were sick healed in that name. I've seen people who were unsaved be born again in that name. I've seen people be baptized in that name. I've seen people delivered from demonic strongholds and powers in the name of Jesus. I have seen the captive set free in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name because of the blood of the Lamb. It says they overcame by the blood. They overcame by the word of their testimony. Never, never belittle the power of your testimony. If you know Jesus as Savior, you have a testimony, and you don't need to keep it to yourselves today. You need to tell somebody about Jesus. They overcome, thirdly, because they did not love their own life. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him pick up his cross and follow me. My friend, we've got to love God more than we love ourselves, and we can be an overcomer that way. The testimony of Jesus we find in Revelation chapter 10. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It releases prophecy when we testify. It releases that spirit when we testify of Jesus. Some of you are seeking the gifts of the Spirit. Well, are you testifying? Are you telling others about the Lord? There is no greater joy than testifying about the goodness of God and seeing somebody's life change. You know, when I visit people that are sick in their body, I don't go in and talk to them about other things. I share the testimony of my healing, and I see hope arising in them. I testify of the people who have come to our church that have been healed of cancer. I testify the goodness of God. Hope rises up in them, and they're able to receive because faith is now the substance things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Friend, your testimony has power. It has power. I tell you also, another thing that has power is your seed, because there's life in the seed. What you sow, you will reap. As you sow into He's Alive Radio, I'm praying that God will bless you with a great harvest according as His Word says. When you sow into He's Alive Radio, we will send you our coaching CD for this month on the power of choice. In fact, we only have a few days left in this month, and we need to make up some shortfalls to pay the bills so we can go into September without having a heavy debt over our head. Would you pray, write to us, and support us today? Could we hear from you? Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can give online at heesalive.net. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow talking about the power of our testimony.